Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, 3 o'clock hour. Solana brought us some Skyline Chili back from Cincinnati again in the cans.
Yes.
But you bought the, because I remember, I think the last time you brought us the cans, last year, you got it at the airport. This you got at Skyline Chili because the little oyster crackers are in there too, right?
Little oyster crackers, the actual Skyline Chili hot sauce, which I learned yesterday, you have to put in the chili.
Because we saw it when you tweeted it out, and there was that like bottle of hot sauce. So you squirted that on the plate?
All over it.
And it was good?
It made it better.
Huh. Are we doing that tonight?
Are you going to take one? You going to take one of the cans? I'm going to take one of the cans.
You forced me last year to open that can up.
Lori and I remember, did she make spaghetti or rice?
No, she made potatoes.
You're right. She baked potatoes and then made the Skyline Chili. We put it on the potatoes and then 4 pounds of shredded cheese. That was so good. I may have to do that again.
I microwaved mine and spoon-fed it to my kids.
Now I remember.
Yeah.
Yep. And didn't your daughter say, like, Daddy, I don't like this chili.
I think she called it meat soup or something. We don't even chili at the Crowder's house.
I enjoy a good bowl of chili.
Crowder, you're so starved for meat. You're taking down that entire can tonight.
That's true. He's going to eat it in the 4 o'clock hour. He's going to suck it out with a straw.
You got a microwave in there, don't you?
So anyway, talking about the Dolphins game today, we're talking about Tua. We're going to play for you. So just about an hour ago, Mike McDaniel started his press conference. Usually we air it live on Mondays at 4:30. Obviously the day after press conference though, today happened today, and it was at 1:45 and we did not air it. The station didn't air it because we were changing over to our show. So we rolled tape on it. It's about 20 minutes. But it really is, I think, worth listening to because everyone wants to know, do you take any blame for Tua? Like, Mike McDaniel, I think, is a fairly introspective guy.
Yeah.
And you'll hear how he reacts to some very difficult questions.
It's a 305.
Dale.
God bless.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy. 305 Alarm on Hockman & Crowder is presented by Anajar & Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. But I saw one quote, I think, from Mike McDaniel. There's been a bunch tweeted around, but I saw one from Mike Garofolo, NFL Network. Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel asked if he would do anything differently. I have 100% conviction in our process regarding our players. This is a player-friendly organization. There was no medical indication from all resources there was anything regarding the head. McDaniel adds, he, quote, wouldn't have been able to live with myself if he put Tua Tagovailoa on the field prematurely following a head injury. McDaniel says Tua asked when he can play again. Says he replied, stop this right now. Don't even think about a game. Let's worry about you and your head and being a healthy human being. We'll worry about playing football later. So we're going to play you the entire press conference here in a few moments so that everybody can hear Mike McDaniel and all the questions that were asked of him today. I don't think many of the questions were game related, right? I think they were all Tua related. I haven't heard much people
talk period about the game.
Mm-mm.
About T. Higgins eating us up and Xavier Howard getting roasted.
Listen, Xavier Howard had a groin injury, went out. I was texting with some friends yesterday, and I was saying, hey, you know, because they were, oh, after the game, same old Dolphins. I go, Tua went out with an injury. Xavier Howard went out with an injury. They were on the road on a short week against a good Joe Burrow-led team. Well, honestly, they've had a bad season, but that doesn't make Cincinnati a bad team. And they're 3-1 after their first four games. Like, let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
And we're leading going into the fourth quarter with Tua, the starting quarterback.
Correct.
At the hospital. Not on the sideline. At the hospital.
There was one great pass from Teddy Bridgewater. I was like, holy hell, that's Teddy Bridgewater. Then he brought us back down to reality quickly.
Yeah. You know the interception hit the ground?
It did?
Yep. I'll find it for you on Twitter. The interception hit the
ground. Really?
If they would have challenged that interception.
Did they have a challenge left?
Can't. You can't, because on turnovers, the NFL reviews every single play.
And
so
they
You can't throw a challenge. I don't know if it for sure hit the ground, but there is one angle that the TV camera or the Amazon Prime showed it after the fact. It looks like it hit the ground. So it was a little weird, right? Like this, it was very odd that the NFL didn't take a little longer to look at it.
They may not have an Amazon Prime subscription. Is that possible? Have we uncovered something? No, it's possible.
Amazon Prime paid the NFL to air their games.
And they forgot to subscribe. Couldn't even see the replays.
I'll show it to you. I've seen it two or three times.
Wow. Before.
Yep. And if that was, what was that, on the 20? That was in the red zone.
Yeah.
That was deep.
Yeah, you kind of felt like something might be happening here. It was like, I'm telling you, last night, I feel like we all have been through something together last night. Like anyone that watched that Dolphins game, whew, did we all run the myriad of emotions on that one? Wow.
Yep. And then inside the five, four chances.
Oh.
If Tua was there, do we score inside the five?
Like, yes. They changed the play calling. I don't think that they do. By the way, gambling-wise, did we have two winners last night? We had Ryan from Funky Buddha gave us Chase Edmonds to score a touchdown at plus 180. Do you remember the first touchdown possibility for Chase Edmonds? The corner of the end zone dropped the ball. And I was cursing. And then he ends up scoring on that little run there. Yeah. We cash that ticket. When Tua threw the interception, what was it, the second quarter? No, it was the first quarter, I think.
Early second quarter.
Tua throws the interception. And I say to myself, I said to my wife, I was watching with her, I go, you know, Tua always balls out after he throws an interception. Just something that I've watched over the last couple of years. Every time he throws an interception, he seems to have a good series afterwards. So I go on, I live bet it. I also shared this with my super followers, paid for the $2.99 right there. I'd like to welcome, by the way, brand new celebrity super follower, Victor Bermudez.
Hey.
Texted me this morning, I am super following you. I hope this isn't a waste of my money. I replied, it is.
I don't think that's the way to get more followers.
Super follower. So I tweeted it out to them. I said, live bet the Dolphins to score on the next drive. It was plus 137, I think. And they ended up with a field goal. Yep. And, I was nervous when Sanders came out there because it was like 46 yards, I think. Yeah. And we cashed that ticket as well. So the only thing we didn't cash last night was Dolphins +3. But you did have a chance at the end. Anyway, I do want to listen to this Mike McDaniel press conference. Let's get headlines here real quick. Start out the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, who is running on fumes.
The sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Final score was 27-15. Dolphins lose their first game. I don't want to do the moral victories thing really quickly, but I will say, you lose Tua. You had the drop touchdown that Hawk just mentioned. You had the chance inside the five after Teddy hooked up with Tyreek Hill. And you miss an extra point. You get a field goal blocked. And all the inabilities to move the ball on the ground throughout the entire game and those third and shorts.
Season.
That being said, you had a chance to win the game. You're leading in the fourth. And Teddy Bridgewater, by the way, everybody was a little shaky after his appearance against Buffalo, that one series he had. Other than the interception, I think instilled a little bit of confidence.
He had a great scramble, too. Yeah. He had a scramble.
On that drive, third and 11.
I mean, 25 quarterbacks cannot figure their way out of that one. Mm-hmm. 30. I mean, it was yes. It was a great scramble.
If Tua ends up having to miss a couple games, which I imagine he might, I think most people are more confident now with Teddy Bridgewater than they were on Sunday after his one series against Buffalo.
Oh, and way more than Jacoby Brissett.
No doubt.
Way more. Teddy can play. Like, when he got in, I was saying it. I was like, listen, and everybody starts, oh, well, Teddy. Teddy's like a 10-year vet. We talked about this when y'all keep talking about this damn Skylar Thompson. I'm like, bro, Teddy Bridgewater.
I mean, he's not pre-injury Minnesota Teddy Bridgewater, but he's
hasn't had the chance yet.
Right. No, but I mean, he ain't that. But it wasn't horrible yesterday. That long pass was great.
Yeah.
I mean, I was jumping up and down.
Bunch of first down throws, beautiful. So the first throw when he walked in the game, there was a Sheffield, beautiful 15-yard throw. Like, Teddy can play ball, y'all. This isn't panic time. Teddy can play football.
But to your point, Solana, we don't have to do moral victory. I get that. But you can look at the first four games of the season, say that they are 3-1 and feeling pretty good, other than the fact that your starting quarterback might be out for the season or something along those lines.
And even that wasn't a butt kicking.
No.
They can say it up by one.
You're on the road on a short week, and I'm telling you, even though they were 1-2 going in the game, that Cincinnati team is not a bad team.
You remember when Baltimore and the Patriots were beating us by 50?
That's right.
I don't think that's happening again.
Right.
Honestly.
I don't think Cincinnati's very good, by the way. Like, if the Dolphins do make the playoffs, which I expect them to do, hopefully Tua is healthy, and you end up having to meet Cincinnati, that's one of those teams where I'm saying – the Dolphins yesterday had a chance without Tua, and they could have beaten Cincinnati.
With Tua, they beat that team. Yeah. I don't have any doubts. They beat that team.
But T. Higgins had like 160 yards.
With Tua
receiving.
And Xavier Howard, they
there
beat
we
that
go.
Team.
Byron Jones, too. He
with
comes
Tua,
back.
Xavier Howard, and Byron Jones, they beat that team.
Sam Madison
with
comes out
Tua,
of the
Tua, Xavier Howard, Byron Jones, Sam Madison.
Pat.
And George Blanda.
We didn't have the secondary guns to compete with their guns.
But Crowder, the defense literally played two games on Sunday. 91 possessions against Buffalo.
That's what I'm saying.
They're banged up.
They're on the road, short week. They had a really rough go of it on Sunday, the defense. Like, to be in that game at the end, I think, was a testament to how good this team is.
Yeah, yeah.
Not doing the moral victory thing, though. But, I mean, that was basically a W. They're 4-0.
No, but he's right. Honestly, with Tua and Xavier Howard, Byron Jones.
So is Blanda.
Sam Madison, George Blanda, Jason Taylor, say, comes out of retirement.
You got any run left in you?
And Crowder for a couple of plays.
That goal line stop might have happened.
And Anthony Fasano. This team was that close.
He'd be set. Y'all want me or Zach?
Zach.
What'd you say now?
I'm talking about Krantz. I mean, I'm not like Krantz, Zach Taylor, Zach Thomas, then you.
Can't stand you.
All right. What else do you have for the headlines, Solana?
A couple other local headlines. The Marlins beat the Brewers last night. They'll play three more against Milwaukee over the weekend tonight. They play at 8:10. Inter Miami. Pivotal match tonight. Three games remaining in the season. Tonight's one of them at Toronto FC, north of the border, 7:30 p.m. is the kickoff.
Is that game going to be on 560?
I don't know.
Okay. Ask Dan out the door there, Crowder. Ask Dan if the Inter Miami game is on 560 tonight.
Daniel.
Yes.
Inter Miami game on 560.
Inter Miami's on 560 QAM tonight. There you go.
But he shrugged his shoulders when he said it.
So it was like a Solana, yeah, but really not knowing.
Y'all ride with those 50-50 answers.
If it's wrong, I'll just blame somebody else.
Right, of course. The NFL's fault.
The Panthers did lose yesterday to the Carolina Hurricanes. Preseason for the Cats. They'll puck it out again against the Hurricanes tomorrow.
No one's ever said that. They'll puck it out.
They'll puck it out again tomorrow. Guys, Tyler Herro had an interesting quote. I think Ira Winderman is the one who got it. He said, quote, "There's players across the league that have gotten paid who I know I'm better than."
All right.
Oh, doesn't everybody believe that?
Yeah, and set the table, too. When it's listen, if my contract was up at the radio station, I'd be saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's people that I know I'm better than, getting more money. You know, yeah, set the table, man. Get your bread.
It's like who was first round? Gobert? Went for four first rounders.
Like five, I think.
Five? Like, yeah. If I was a player, I'd be like, he's worth five, I'm worth 10. Yep. KD's worth 10 first rounders if Gobert's worth five.
They gave Crowder, they said, what do you want with the Dolphins? And he said he wanted Brian Urlacher's contract. No joke.
Seriously.
Yeah.
He was the middle linebacker that just re-signed. I was a middle linebacker re-signing. Give me his money. Then they told me I'm not Urlacher, and I agreed.
They said, what do you want? He said, I want Urlacher's contract. And they're like, what, to, like, proofread it? Like, you don't want this actual contract, do you? You're doing him a favor? You're going to proofread it and say if there are any typos?
We'll look through it with you. True story, though, I did. I whited out Urlacher's name and put my name on the line. Dolphins called back in 18 seconds. How many years? How much money?
It was worth the shot.
Yeah, shoot your shot.
Yep.
Then you were next to Guzio a couple weeks later.
Goose went paid me.
He went from playing alongside Jason Taylor and Junior Seau to asking for Urlacher's contract. And the next thing you know, he's sitting next to Guzio talking about the Jets running game.
What do you think about that fullback? We're talking fullbacks?
That's funny.
Here's your warning. There's a London game, 9:30 a.m. on Sunday.
That's
so
right.
Set your fantasy lineup Saturday night.
Good call. Good call.
Jets play the Steelers on the road. Bills play the Ravens on the road. Patriots in Green Bay at 4:25. And then your Sunday night football matchup, Chiefs at Bucks, 8:20. Are they playing that in Tampa, Hawk?
This
you know?
Is, yeah, this is a really, they are. Really funny, like, you know, look at what's going on in the NFL right now, what's going on in the NBA, because every NFL headline, it's Tua Tagovailoa and the head injury. I mean, it's like the most important thing. And the NBA, I don't know what show that is, just ESPN Sports Center.
No, it's like the, what was the jump?
What
now
was
it's
the jump?
NBA and ESPN.
And the big headline is Anthony Edwards will be salty if he's not all defensive team. Like, all right, we're gonna worry about the head injuries over here. We got four guys talk about Anthony Edwards being salty. I'll bring him over to this set. Set C.
He's upset.
There's like eight neurologists walking into Bristol, and then these guys are like, "Huh? You want us to what?" Anthony Edwards, salty? You want me to give you 20 minutes? All right.
You got in camp, baby.
Your weather, it's sponsored by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call 866-954-MORE or visit their website, youraccidentattorneys.com. Nice, cool morning and nice afternoon in South Florida
really?
As well. Tonight, your lows will be in the lower 70s and maybe even upper 60s at your weather.
All right, we're going to listen to the Mike McDaniel press conference together. In the next segment, we can all kind of parse it together as it happened about an hour ago.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Another one.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, here we go. Mike McDaniel spoke with the media about 1:45 this afternoon, spoke for about 20 minutes. So we're going to listen to it together here and kind of figure out where his head is right now. First question comes from Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald.
How is Tua feeling based on your discussions with him last night and today? And do you have the MRI results yet?
So he was, I think that his teammates or me, I'm not sure who was most excited to see him on the plane. And he was his, he was honest about the fact that he had a headache, but his personality was definitely normal to a. And then talking to him this morning, I think he's still feeling some of those headaches, and he's 12. I think he's probably just finishing his MRI right now, and so we'll find the results on that. That's just an extra kind of precaution on top of the CT scans and the X-rays that were taken last night.
Mike, I know, because obviously you could look at Stephen Carter and say concussions affect everybody differently. Is there a chance you guys may put Tua on the short-term IR just as a precaution?
Well, I mean, honestly, to be completely forthright, I've not even really thinking about timetables or anything regarding him as a player right now. It's all about really Tua the person. That's the what gets lost in all this is there's human relationships. That these aren't just creative players. These are people that we mutually invest in, and somebody I've grown very, very close to, and so when it comes to head injuries and concussions, with things that severe, it's not the only thing I'm worried about is the person first. So we're just worrying about him getting healthy, getting all the testing done that he needs to get done, and us working with him so that we can feel good about where that injury's at, and then we'll cross the bridge in terms of timetables of however long. Really haven't even thought about that at this point.
Last night you said when you were asked about if you would do anything differently, you said no chance, pretty much. Now that you've had time to reflect, is there anything either you would have done differently, or you wish any of the medical personnel would have done differently, dating back to the original hit on Sunday against the Bills?
You know, I appreciate all that, all the concern, really, just because I care about the guy, and I appreciate all the concern for the individual. What I was kind of referring to in terms of not changing anything I do is because the whole process for what happened on the Bills game was, you know, he was evaluated for a head injury immediately. That's what we brought him under the tent for and brought him inside for. He was evaluated and then cleared by several layers of medical professionals who, I don't pretend to be one, but those people, the collection of them, cleared him of any head injury whatsoever, and he had a back and ankle issue. So, in terms of deciding whether or not to play a guy on a game, on a Thursday night game, I'm concerned about his lower back and his ankle and putting him in harm's way. I have 100% conviction in our process with regarding our players. This is a player friendly organization that, you know, I make it very clear from the onset. My job as a coach is here for the players. I take that very serious. And no one else in the building strays from that. So when I'm talking about deciding whether or not to play, the only thing that would keep me from playing him would be something going against medical advice that was that would be just completely abstract. On top of all that, you know, I had no worries whatsoever with how he, you know, I'm in steady communication with this guy day in, day out. And we're talking about, you know, high-level football conversations about progressions and defenses and recalling stuff from 2 weeks previous, and then him having to reiterate a 15-word play call. All things, absolutely no signs, nothing. There was no medical indication, you know, from all resources that there's anything regarding the head. So if there would have been, of course, if there would have been anything lingering with his head, I wouldn't have been able to live with myself if I prematurely put someone out there and put them in harm's way. This is a relationship that I have with this human being. So I take that serious, and I wouldn't have put him out there if there was any inclination given to me whatsoever that he was endangering himself from that previous game.
Coach, have you talked to last night on the plane? You had conversations with Tua, I presume, and you said he brought his personality with him. Yeah. Can you elaborate for us on?
Yeah, well, he
did he talk about the incident itself?
We just wanted to get him a little more space. He came up and sat next to me on the flight, and we talked a little bit about the game. I kind of was asking him questions about how he was feeling, and that happened for about 15 or 20 minutes, and then he pulled out his phone and started playing my cult favorite classic movie, MacGruber, that he watched and was like laughing with me. And he, you know, I think he was just happy to be with his teammates, and all of his teammates were so elated. I mean, this was a scary, scary situation for all of us. I'm sure you could tell by the way that his teammates' body language and everyone that was on the field, and it was something that did not just go away once the game restarted. So all of his teammates were absolutely elated to see him on the field or on the plane. He was elated, brought him some joy, which was good to see. It's one of the reasons you get into team sports.
like you mentioned, the human element of it. Can you describe maybe the last 12 hours for you, for your team, and just kind of dealing with all of this?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's one of those things that you recognize is part of my job. So I kind of, you know, for me, I don't do anything without being extremely accountable and hard on myself. So I can say with conviction certain things because I go back and I make sure that the due diligence was that I've done everything correctly, whether or not with all the information given. You know, football is a unique sport. It's one of the reasons we love it. Is there's so much unpredictability and so many variables. It's also one that's violent and can have injuries. And you really comb all things that come across your plate to make sure that you're doing right by everyone involved, specifically and most importantly and non-negotiably, the human beings, the players. And to the point that, you know, I'm thinking about the play call. You know, I'm thinking about all of this stuff. And it's hard, but I recognize that it's an important part of the job, that you don't get to dictate circumstances, and you're supposed to, you need to help lead people, individuals, to be a team. I mean, you never want to, I don't think I'll ever be comfortable. I'll ever get used to, it will never feel normal for me personally and the type of person I am that I know you guys are just starting to learn. Is I'll never be comfortable with a player getting carted off the field. Ever. It's something you never want to be a part of. And when I put myself there, this is what happens. It's not fun. I'm just really, really, really glad that that I can hear normal Tua in his voice, and I know his teammates that have talked to him feel the same way.
Mike, is there a change in the extent of his back injury? Has that been looked at? Is that still a concern?
Yeah, no, that's also part of the deal with him. You know, that and his ankle are still lingering. So those are pieces of concern for player. But again, right now it's more about person. And so we're 100% devoted to, you know, worrying about this concussion and having him pass through it in a healthy manner. And then obviously the medical staff will be attending to those other injuries that are on the back of my mind right now.
About Tua's head, him hitting his head, did not have any lingering effects throughout the week, you know, reiterating the play calls, things like that. But still, he hit his head during that game against the Bills. Was there enough consideration maybe, you know, taken by whether the organization, doctors, both team were independent, that Tua could possibly hit his head again? Do you think there was enough of a measurement there?
No, and again, I totally understand the concern and appreciate the concern. And when I tell you that beyond an eyeball test, which I know for a fact you guys would not be very comfortable if I was just relying on that and not, I mean, it's the reason why we have tests. He did not have a head injury. So guys hit their heads all the time. And that's why I was adamant about, you know, he was evaluated for having a head injury, and he did not have one. And when I tell you he was in complete mental concert talking to us through it, and then he played the whole game, and then he went to – then he did press conference, and then he did media all week, and then he did – you know, there was – but so as far as – If I were to sit someone for a medical issue going against medical people abstractly, then when do I play him again? You know, I don't. This is not a. This was not the timing of all of it. How things played out. I get the optics. I get exactly what it looks like. I understand all of this, and I understand people's concern. But the one thing that I can exude with 100% conviction is that every person in this building had 100% the correct process, diligence, and that's why there's not a there's not a player or person that you'd be able to talk to in the building that would think otherwise, because it is clear, contrite, and not something that is negotiable in any way, shape, or form.
You relayed that to Tua as well, because he's a competitor. If you told him, look, until everything is clear, don't even think about being on the field.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to him today, and I reiterated the same thing, like, because he was bringing up to me, man, I just hope I don't miss X, Y, or Z game. And I was like, Tua, let's stop this right now. Don't even think about a game. Let's just think about doing everything the right way to listen, to get, you know, opinions that you need, and let's worry about you and your head and being a healthy human being through it, and then we'll worry about, you know, playing football later. But I don't want to have that conversation right now. I didn't really give him that option, because it was, again, that was very easy for me to do, because that, you know, that the shape that he was in doesn't stray from you far, you know, again, from the human element. So I think you do have to do that, to protect people against themselves in some way, shape, or form.
Coach, I know you talked about the timing of it in an earlier question. Is there a possibility with respect to long-term that he won't play the rest of the year? Is that anything that you all have given thought to?
Yeah. I can't be, or the most honest and forthright I could be is I literally have no timetable or even thought to it that feels, that's where I would feel irresponsible is even thinking about it. I want him to get all the evaluation possible. I want him to do all the things recommended from all of his all the medical counterparts, and I want him to get on the road to recovery from that as a human being, and then we'll cross that bridge. But in terms of a timeline of crossing that bridge, I have zero idea.
Hey, Coach. Based on what you've experienced these past 5 days, is there anything that you would suggest to the league in terms of any changes to improve the protocols for concussions?
Honestly, I, from my medical understanding, with two unrelated events, from all the information that I've been given, two unrelated medical events, I don't see a problem with the with the protocol if there's not scientific backing to illustrate that he was suffering from a head injury. So from my vantage point, it's pretty thorough when you're talking about not only having designated people from your own organization who specialize in the field, but then you have independent neurologists advising as well. I cannot express it enough. There was this was not a case of, hey, he has these effects, but he had absolutely no head injury symptoms whatsoever once he was evaluated. So from I wouldn't be able to, from this case and from this specific situation, draw anything from the protocols, good or bad, except that they are very thorough on the level of anything that has been in the National Football League since I've been at, you know.
Coach, so the protocol is he's not involved in any practices leading up to the Jets game, and he sits out.
No, you're in the protocol until you're out of the protocol. Which
here at all, or you stay at home, or how's it work?
It all depends on where they're at and their significant symptoms. You know, whether you're sensitive to light, and there's a bunch of different stuff. I know he's. He'll be back here in the building this afternoon for a second. But as far as moving forward and what's the best, we're just going to do what's the best for him. And if we have any indication that traveling in a car or coming around here isn't the best thing for him, then we won't do it.
I presume the answer is yes, but Teddy would start if Tua doesn't play.
Yeah, no, Teddy would start, and guys have a lot of confidence in him, and guys have confidence in our whole quarterback room, really. It's one of the strengths of our football team, and I think the guys rely on that. So, you know, Teddy and Skylar have formed a great working group, and our guys believe in all three of them.
How has Skylar come along over the last month, just observing scout teamwork, et cetera?
Yeah, no, he's done it. You know, Skylar's been what you guys know Skylar to be. He's just working constantly.
All right, there you go. This is where the press conference starts to wind down. He did, what was that, probably a good 20 minutes, Alana, just on Tua. I mean, he was asked every question. I thought he did a phenomenal job, Mike McDaniel.
Great.
If you had this, to me, lingering notion that maybe there was something we didn't know after Sunday's Buffalo game, some lingering notion that maybe the organization and Tua weren't in concert after the Buffalo game. Like, that allays all my fears. Like, I thought he was really direct about he did not have a head injury. Now, if you choose not to believe him because you saw something different, I get it. Like, yeah. I get it. But he is telling you up and down. He was checked, looked at again. He did not have a head injury. Last night he did. Mm-hmm. He's back on the plane, was in good spirits, and was watching MacGruber.
And you said it. I love the part where he said, if I don't listen to the medical staff on putting him in the game.
Right.
So now I'm making the decision on when I feel as if he's ready. That's beautiful.
He said, if you wanted me to ignore all the neurologist's advice and not play him, when do I activate him? Because now I'm just doing stuff abstractly.
Yeah. And his calm, because a lot of those questions they're asking him a certain way, they're questioning his morals.
Yes.
They're questioning him as a
human
being.
That's why I said he did a great job.
Yeah, I could have saw if he got upset by some of those questions. And
because I'm trying to, like, there's plenty of guys. I don't think Brian Flores, like, if the same situation happens, I don't think Brian Flores, you walk away from the press conference going, they had his back or whatever. I'm not saying that he wouldn't. I'm saying I think Brian Flores would be a lot more guarded. And so then it might lead you to believe, well, what is he not telling us? I feel like Mike McDaniel was wildly open and forthcoming there. So
yeah, and speaking about the NFL side of it, because I think that was that Barry? I think Barry asked that
Barry
question.
Jackson.
What would you do? What do you think they should do more of, or, you know, evaluate the NFL concussion protocol? It's exactly what they set up. They have light. They have the sensitivity. Like, I know what the tests they do on concussions. They go through all kind of stuff. They give you five words. Then you have to read something and
like
go
he
outside.
He said he had to do like a 15-word play, repeat back. Listen.
Yes, they do a lot of stuff. And if he's passing these tests glowingly, what is McDaniel going to do?
My point is, even because Mike McDaniel said there, guys bang their heads. It happens. So every time you bang your head doesn't mean you have a concussion. So then if you have a protocol and you pass everything in the protocol that day, the next day, every day moving forward, if you're going to arbitrarily ignore what the results are, then what is the deal? What's the good with the protocol?
Yeah. I can see not.
Because conversely, if you're going to ignore it when all the facts are telling you that he's fine, then why might you not ignore it when all the answers aren't right? Mm-hmm. If you're going to make your own abstract decisions whenever you feel like it,
yep,
it kind of blows up in the face of the entire protocol.
Yeah.
On both sides.
Yes, yes. So I think he did a great job, and I don't question it. Like you said, some people might listen at 20 minutes and be like, oh, he's full of crap.
Yep.
I don't think so.
Right. Neither do I. All right. 4 o'clock hour is coming up, and we'll get some headlines. Dr. Chuck Metzger is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour as well.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I got a twerk game.
What?
I don't have the biggest booty, but I can move it.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.